the book Romans, part 36. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was written by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. It's the best Hebrew stroke English Bible you will ever lay your hands on. I have Bibles available, I'm just thinking of the right word, where when you buy one, you get a second one absolutely free. Postage included in South Africa from Postnet to Postnet, also in Namibia. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's near to you. Make sure at least have a 611 King James Bible already, pen and a notepad. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, any body in the world. We're not part of the Jehovah's Witness or Seventh-day Adventist Protestant Church or Catholic churches. We are an end-time Bible study, and we mainly are using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the one that I was advertising, the 1860 version, where the name Jesus was originally called Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Nord was originally Yaffa. And the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off last Friday. The book of Romans chapter 2. Now, it's very important to understand the figurative speech in the following scriptures. Figurative speech meaning one thing, reading one thing, and it's meaning something completely different. Now, read in Romans 2 verse 19. Now, actually, Apostle Paul is asking a question. And are you, looking at my fingers, and are you confident that thou thyself are a guide of the blind? With other words, are you certain that you can lead blind people? And this doesn't mean people that's blind, walking with a dog or a white stick. We are referring to spiritual blindness. Are you confident that thou thyself are a guide of the blind? With other words, are you in the position where you can speak to somebody about the revelation word? Are you in the position where you can guide somebody to the cross of Calvary, to Yahushua, where he gave his life willingly in order for us who were Gentiles to be saved, even in this 21st century today, 2026? Are you confident that thou thyself are a guide of the blind, a light to them which are in darkness? A light to them, so the blind people are in total darkness. So the moment that I take a blind person by the hand, I became his or her light. Why? Because I'm leading them. A light to them which are in darkness. This is referring to most of the Protestant church world today. The church world today, the Protestant church world today, is supposed to lead people who's blinded by theology and dogma. They're supposed to lead people to the cross of Calvary. They are supposed to lead people to the blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua. The church is supposed to preach against sin, like they used to do. And this is why they hate, the Pharisees and Sadducees hated Yahushua 2,000 years ago. Because he called them by the name. He called them by the name. You see, from outside you look fine, you are dressed, you have beards, and but from the inside you look like a gravestone, you're full of worms. Nicely painted outside, where you are supposed to be the light unto a lost world, a world that's in darkness. And you know what, today, in the time we are living in this 21st century, is where people is seeking for the truth. Every time that I deal with people, there's a hunger for the truth. People can't get enough. Once I start talking to people, sharing the revelation word, they can't get enough. Sometimes it takes hours, because the moment that you finish with one subject, they will ask about the next one. Especially the things that the church has never taught them about. So what are we? Apostle Paul is speaking here to the congregation of Yahushua 2,000 years ago. He says, you guys, you must lead the blind. You must be a light unto those that are in darkness. And I want to say darkness like in sin, where people is living in sin, where sin has become sickness. There's a name, there's a tablet today. A drug that you can take for every sickness there, for every sin that's there, you can take a drug. In American language, they call it a drug, which is a tablet. If you have a headache, you take a tablet for your headache. Today, if you sin, it has become a sickness. Where Yahushua called it by the name. Today, sin are not preached in the church anymore. Satan, very few churches, Protestant churches today, preach about Satan like they used to do. In the time when I was a young boy, I grew up in a Pentecostal church where the pastors used to preach sin by the name. Today they're scared just to open their mouths, the pastors, because preaching against sin and unrighteousness will cost them their job. It will. And that's why I don't belong to a church or a denomination organization. 29 years, nearly 30 years, that I departed from the church organizations. I was a pastor. I had 3 different assemblies. I teach the word as it is written. I call sin by its name. Because my dependence is not upon people, it's upon Yahushua. The beginning and the end. So it says, you are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, the light of them who are in darkness, an instructor to the foolish, a teacher of babies. Ay, 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 ay. Now Apostle Paul is eating with an open fist. He doesn't have a glove on anymore. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, which has the form of knowledge. Look at this mega churches around me where I stay. There's 2, 3, 4 of these mega churches. So one or two of these churches, you can't just walk in there. You need to book your seat in advance on the internet, and it's costing you money. You don't go there for free. You talk about the business, that's a good business, right? And it has an influence over the children. You can't believe the way that they work with the young people. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, which has the form of knowledge, But the Bible says a form of knowledge where there's no power in it. This is what church people want today. Church has changed into a social gathering on a Sunday morning. I was busy a couple of years ago. I was busy with research, so I went to one of these mega churches because I wanted the information firsthand. And when I was there, it is massive. It's massive. They sang choruses and they were rejoicing for three quarter of an hour. The pastor didn't preach 15 minutes. If it was 15 minutes, it was long. 20 minutes. 15 minutes. And then they depart. And then they have this massive coffee shop. It's like in a restaurant where you order what you want. And a bookshop where they open the doors and you can go and buy the books and CDs. And you know what? It's like the whole congregation moved from the auditorium into the catchment area where they were serving coffee and cake, and you can buy what you want. You can even have a breakfast, sit down breakfast, and this is what the people want. And I stood around, I had the coffee and I was walking around looking at the people, asking a question here or there, and you can't believe the excitement among these people. The script, the word that was served there can't even feed a baby. I'm talking about the message that was preached. Nothing about repentance. Nothing about sins. Everything about feeling good. This is what it is. When I walked out there, I just thank Yahweh, my Elohim, for the word that we received. That He brought us out of the demon nations. And Revelation 18 verse 7 says, you must come out, verse 8, you must come out among her, the Babylonian old mother, because he's going to kill her and the children. So he says, which has, I want to read, the instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies. Now this is not little babies, it is spiritual babies. People is going there, they don't repent, they don't get filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, they don't perform in the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, they just go there because it's a social, it's the best place. When I was speaking to people there, they said it's the best place to have a breakfast on a Sunday morning, because you're socializing with other Christians. And this is what it's all about. It's making it so easy and good to accept. This is the time that we're living in. People need to feel good. They don't want to be convinced of their sins. They must pay their tithes and they must attend one service a week to feel good. After being in a service like it, there's no desire to do Bible study or to grow in the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Nothing. He says, the instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, spiritual babies, which has the form of knowledge. It has what? It has the form of knowledge. It looks like this is the Alpha and Omega. This is what we were looking for all our lives, that will lead us to heaven. Now it says, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law, and look my fingers, are laws of Moses. 613 laws. There is no truth in the laws of Moses. That's why, through the blood of Yahushua, Yahweh our Elohim has made it null and void. Go read Hebrews 7 verse 18. He says, because of the unprofitableness of it. It has no value. There's no profit, spiritual profit in it. Go read what he says in Galatians 5 verse 1 to 5. Just the first 5 verses. You can read up to verse 20. But Galatians 5 verse 1 to 5. If you see, the word says, if you're still under the laws of Moses, you are separated from the grace of Yahushua. You are still living in your sin. Go read it. I know a lot of people doesn't want to hear it. I can't help it. I can't just speak and choose from the word. This is the word. Yahushua has become the water of the life. Water, the fountain of living water. Let me get my words right. Yahushua has become the fountain of living water that springs up and into in eternity. And this is what is keeping and guiding us and leading us in all righteousness and truth. Do you want to be in truth? Do you want to be like one of those that's guiding the blind? Or those that's supposed to be the light unto those that's in darkness? We need to make sure that we function in the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. The Bible says it's the anointing of the Ruach that breaks the yokes. What yokes? The yokes of church theology. He wants to bring you out under her. He wants to put your foot on the rock of all ages, Yahushua. Until tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.